Episode number 3 of QWEDFDGFVHN. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Vincent Jensen. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, a furry farts on my face.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Maybe nobody knows. But fart is fart, and it comes from the fucking Lucario, no less. This sort of fart cannot go unnoticed. Of course, it would have been slightly nicer if you could actually smell the fart in real life, where you could actually sniff the thing. If I am wearing a leather fursuit, I want that stench of the fart to smell up inside of the costume. Dog farts can be helpful, such as when blaming a dog for a fart of his own. There are also times when a dog's farts may signal an underlying issue. Even healthy dogs will occasionally fart, and there is only so much you can do to prevent them. If your dog is carrying excess weight from a lack of activity and extreme amounts of food, the dog farts will increase in frequency. It may be hard to resist the beggar's dog, but human food is the most common reason for dogs farting. New foods or table scraps to which our dogs are not used are also likely to make our dogs fart, as are poor quality dog foods. An unhealthy diet is one of the most common causes of dogs to fart, so take careful note of the ingredients that you are feeding your dogs, and think about ways that you can improve their diet. If you feel the food you are feeding your dog is of a high quality, but you are still dealing with lots of dog farts, you may want to speak to a veterinarian to see if your dog has allergies or intolerances that may be contributing to these reactions. There are several health issues and lifestyle factors that could contribute to dog farts. Since a sedentary lifestyle does contribute to farting, one of the best things you can do to reduce the amount of flatulence in your dog, as well as improve the general health of your dog, is to include more exercise. A small amount may not hurt your dog, but if you are finding that you are giving your human food regularly, this is probably part of why they are farting so often. While love may not sound like an enormous issue, it is actually a common cause for dogs to fart. Sometimes, dog farts are enough to make your eyes water and you look for solutions. When my dogs fart, sometimes they will spin to catch a better whiff. The flat-faced shapes means that dogs with flat faces are sucking more air all day, which leads to a lot of gas. Brachycephalic dogs tend to produce farts at higher rates than other dogs. Even if your dogs like cheese, milk, and other dairy products, giving them too much cheese can lead to digestive problems for them, ultimately leading to more uncomfortable farting. Pops Fizz steps on the gas pedal with hard foot stomps, shaking her fuzzy feet while she lets out another rumble. Pop Fizz grunted and stomped hard on the gas pedal, revving up the engine, with smoke starting to billow out of the hood, the truck accelerating, more gas blasting from his furry ass, as he released more of his own fumes and let out even wetter farts. Pop Fizz grunted and stomped harder on the gas pedal, redlining the engine as smoke began to come from the hood, as the truck speeds up, with more gas blasting from his furry butt as he unleashed his gas and farted more wetly. Just like when these wet farts in paradise were wetting Brandon's assholes, the beast grunted as it crashed harder and deeper on the Grom's tense ass. The beast squealed, slamming harder and deeper into his tight blue ass, roaring loudly as he fucks him harder and more violently, his own gremlin penis already grazing his sweet spot as he slammed and rammed more and more into that tight gremlin butt, just as those heavenly wet farts soaked Brandon cock and balls. The beast farted, as he moans and screeches, pushing and prodding wildly in its fuzzy ass. Brandon went further, pushing his own gremlin penis further inside this gremlin's tense, hot blue butt, tightly compressing both of his hairy cheeks as he squealed out even more and further, firmly compressing both cheeks into both of his hairy ass, as more and more of these wet spits out. A human guy named James let out a whoop, which was interrupted as his face was fully enveloped by its wonderfully pure snot hole of an ass, in a mighty rumble. A human boy named James took an unapologetic fart, which rushed over the top of his tastes and smells, making him cough. Then a full-grown male lion lifted up its legs, tightened its teeth, grinds its beautifully pure **** holes into its face, and pelts a human boy named James with a number of brief, but ear-splitting, farts sending rippling shockwaves across the water and into James's face. A fully
grown male lion arched its rear end and grunted, emitting an exuberant fart into its face. A fully grown male lion moved his rear end to force its tailhole right into the nose of a human boy named James, forcing him to sniff out his fetid fart for the sake of survival. Pop Fizz unleashed another fiery, oily blast of flatulence, tightening his hairy fists and unleashing a highly raspy, extremely moist fart onto the seat, sounding like tons of bubble wrap popping when it released its gases onto the seat.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Vincent and this was episode 3 of QWEDFDGFBHN. See ya next time.